Hi there, this is Ethan with the Depo Provera helpline. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Ethan, how are you? John here. I have a new claimant for Depo Vera. Her name is Crystal Pearson.
Okay, perfect. I just received the file. I'll go ahead and take it from here. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Alrighty, Mrs. Crystal, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hey there, Crystal. So my name's Ethan. We're on a recorded line here. How are you at the moment?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I do appreciate it. Now, Crystal, I take it you were interested in seeing if you can participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Now, I'll be your intake specialist. I'm going to be the one who actually helps you get signed up for the lawsuit. I'll let you know ahead of time. Some of these questions may sound familiar, or you might have already been asked them. So I do apologize for any repetition, but it does need to be restated for our recorded line. In any case, this should only take about 10 minutes. Do you already have an attorney that's helping you file a claim for this?
No, I don't.
Okay, can you confirm to me then under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation, you haven't signed any documents or returned any packets of information for any law firms for this lawsuit? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Mrs. Crystal, I would assume you'd be filing this claim for yourself, right?
Yes.
Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, I was taking the shot for about 5 years.
Gotcha. I'm really sorry to hear that you had to deal with all this. How are you doing now?
I'm okay. I guess I can't complain too much.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Was it a meningioma of the brain or was it on the spine?
On the brain.
Okay, what was your date of diagnosis?
It was around, let's see, November of 2018.
Okay, you don't happen to remember the exact day, do you? If not, that's okay.
No, I don't remember.
Okay,
I do
yeah,
apologize.
no worries. I wouldn't expect you to remember it, honestly. Sometimes I even have trouble remembering what I ate yesterday. So I'll just put November 01, 2018 as your best estimate, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. And for your diagnosis, was it via CT scan? Was it an MRI? Maybe even both?
For my diagnosis, the way that they determined was they did a blood. I'm sorry, I can't get my words out. They did a blood test, a biopsy blood test.
Okay, you said a biopsy blood test?
That's correct.
Gotcha. Okay, I'll make sure I make a note of that then. And then, Crystal, what is your birthday?
It is July 11th, 1990.
Okay, just want to confirm I heard you correctly. You said July 11th, 1990.
That's correct.
Okay. In addition, do you happen to know anyone else that was also injured by Depo Provera that might need some help? Any friends or family members? If not, that's okay.
No, I don't know anyone.
Okay, yeah, don't worry about it. Now, was it the name brand labeled Depo Provera that you were using?
The brand name was P. Pfizer.
Okay, so you said it was from Pfizer specifically?
That's correct.
Okay, so was it the one that's specifically called Depo Provera?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, gotcha. And you said you were using it for at least 1 year, correct?
Yes, I was using it for around 5 years.
Okay, can you also confirm that within 1 year you had at least four injections before you were diagnosed?
Yes, I made sure I went every 3 months
Okay,
for
gotcha.
the
Yeah.
injection.
Okay. Additionally, I take it, of course, that your injections took place after January 1st, 1992, correct?
That's correct.
When did you start using Depo Provera?
I started using July 2012.
Okay. And when did you stop using Depo Provera?
Let me was, it was September 2017.
Okay, gotcha. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Yes, female.
Alrighty. And then the other agent did send me your first and last name. I have that down as Crystal. That starts with a K R Y S T A L. Last name Pearson. P E A R S O N.
That's correct.
Okay. And Mrs. Crystal, do you also have a middle name?
Yes.
Spell that for me, please.
It is JEANETTE.
Okay, JEANETTE.
That's correct.
Okay, do you also happen to have a suffix? For example, are you a junior or a senior?
No.
And your social?
Yes. 4 3 6 7 9 7 0 9 7.
I just want to confirm I heard you correctly. You said 4 3 6 7 9 7 0 9 7.
That's correct.
Okay. Mr. John, the last agent also sent me your email as well, which is kjpearson90@yahoo.com.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and your phone number is 318-737-5004.
That's correct.
Okay, and Mrs. Crystal, am I calling you on your cell phone or is this a landline?
On my cell phone.
Okay, and what is your primary address?
821 Fieldstone, that's Fieldstone, and that's all one word. And it's Lane, Lane, Monroe, Monroe, Louisiana, and the zip code is 71203.
Okay, 71203. Give me just a second. I'll punch that into Google Maps just to make sure I have it down here correctly.
Okay.
Okay, and then for the street name, did you say that was Shieldstone?
Fieldstone, F as in Frank.
Oh, okay, gotcha. F as in Frank, gotcha. And you said that's so
But I think
821. Gotcha.
with John, he had an issue with locating it, so you might have to put the leasing office address, which is a 100 Fieldstone Lane. And it's apartment 821.
Okay, gotcha. So your address, it would have, as your mailing address, it would have the apartment number.
That's correct.
Okay,
But I
so I.
find like when I mail anything, I always put 821 Fieldstone Lane, but John said he couldn't find it in the system, so it's probably because the leasing office number needed to be in.
Okay, gotcha. So for your, as far as your mailing address or your primary contact address at least, would it be better to put the leasing office or just 821 Fieldstone?
821 Fieldstone.
Okay. And then that was in Monroe, Louisiana, 71203.
That's right.
Okay. So just to confirm, I will just put 821 Fieldstone Lane and no apartment number.
Okay.
Okay. And you said that's how you would normally receive mail.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I just wanted to be 100% sure, so I'll make sure that gets put in. Monroe, 821 Fieldstone Lane, Monroe, Louisiana. Okay, perfect. Yeah. And that zip code was 71203.
Yes, that's
Okay,
correct.
perfect. Thanks for confirming. Now, what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with meningioma?
The doctor name was Dr. Hong, and that's HOANG.
Sorry, one more time for that, me, please.
Yes, HOANG.
Okay, HOANG.
And
Okay.
I remember his first name is Stanley. It was Stanley.
Okay, gotcha. Spell that for me as well, please.
Stanley.
Okay, and what hospital was this diagnosis at?
At Monroe Surgical Hospital.
You said Monroe Surgical Hospital?
That's correct.
Gotcha. That's the one on Broadmoor Boulevard.
Yes, I believe so. It's that one.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, thanks for
I can look it
confirming.
up just to be sure.
Yeah, no worries. I can actually look it up here on my end. I just found it here.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. And you said, just to confirm your doctor's name one more time, that was Stanley Huang, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, in addition, before your diagnosis of meningioma, did you have any other previous cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay, now which doctor was treating you for your meningioma? Was it also Stanley or was it a different doctor?
It was a different doctor.
Okay, and who would that be?
It was my OBGYN, Dr. Tanya Shepherd.
Okay, spell that for me as well, please.
Her first name, TONYA,
Okay.
or it could be TONIA. It's one of them. And the last name is Shepherd, SHEPPARD.
Okay, gotcha. And you said she was your OBGYN?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, yeah, no worries. I actually found her online, Tanya Shepherd, yeah, out of Monroe, correct?
That's correct. She was in Monroe.
Okay, yeah, I found her information online. Was this also at the same hospital as well?
No, she was at a different location.
Okay, and where would that be?
I want to say it was nearby Desir Street, either Primary Health Care, the name of the clinic, but I'm unsure.
Okay, yeah, was it the Well Woman Center?
Yeah, they did have it's a well center. Yes.
Okay, was that the one on 3101 Kilpatrick Boulevard?
I'm not sure if it was Kilpatrick. I just know it was close to Desert Street.
Okay, yeah, let me check Google Maps just to be sure. You said which street was it close to?
Close to Desert Street is DESIARD.
And okay, I see. This one, I'm not sure if I'm looking at the right one. I see it was next to Plaza Boulevard, Louisville Avenue, Lammy Lane. Yeah, you know what? I might not be looking at the right one actually. Do you remember the name of the clinic actually, or could you spell it for me, please?
Because I can't remember the name of the clinic. I just remember the doctor's name. But I used to go to, I want to say it was Primary Health when I was seeing Dr. Tanya, but I could be wrong.
You said primary health.
That's correct.
Okay, and that was also in Monroe.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Was it on Desiard Street? I hope I'm saying that correctly.
You can, it doesn't, it's okay. And it's the Zierd Street.
Okay, gotcha. And that's where Mrs. Tanya Shepherd was.
I want to say yes, she was at that location.
Okay, gotcha. And that's where you were being treated for the meningioma, correct?
No, that's where I used to get the shot from.
Oh, okay, gotcha. This is I'm actually asking you in regards to your the treatment of the meningioma.
Oh no, it was Dr. Hong
Okay,
at the
gotcha.
Monroe Surgical Center.
Okay, gotcha. So you were both diagnosed for meningioma and you were also treated for meningioma at Monroe Surgical.
That's correct.
Okay, gotcha. Thanks for clarifying. Okay. And then it was Tanya, Mrs. Tanya Shepherd, that was prescribing you the dapivirine.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And this was at Primary Health Services Center, and that's on 2913 Desiard Street.
Yes, I'm gonna say yes for that location. I think that's where she was at the time.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Perfect. Thanks for confirming. Additionally, did you have to get your Depo-Provera from a different pharmacy, or was it also at this location?
At that location.
Okay, gotcha. I'll go ahead and copy and paste that one more time then. 2913 Desiard Street. And okay. Alrighty, we're actually almost done here. Lastly, I just need to ask you, do you have any copies of your medical records that would show your diagnosis or your treatment for your meningioma?
I would have to request a copy from my doctor.
Okay, yeah, so you don't have them on hand, but you know you would be able to call them and they would exist at the hospital.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, most likely you won't be required to, as our attorney partners can do this for you on your behalf. But if necessary, would you be able to provide these records either by mail, electronically, or both?
I can do it by maybe both.
Okay, yeah. Now we're almost done here again. Lastly, I just need to get an emergency contact from you. This is just someone we can reach out to just in case anything happens to you and we can't contact you for an extended period of time. Otherwise, we would normally never reach out to them. Do you have someone that you want to use as an emergency contact?
Yes, we can use
Okay.
my boyfriend number.
Okay, and does he live with you or separately?
Separately.
Okay, and what's his name?
Timothy.
Okay.
And last name is Leday, Leday.
Okay, so Timothy, Timothy, and then Leday, Leday.
That's correct.
Okay, and what is his phone number?
His phone number is 770. Six seven two
Okay.
two 0 0 1.
Okay, 770-672-2001.
That's correct.
And do you know his email address and his primary address? If not, that's okay.
No, I don't have that information.
Okay, yeah, don't worry about that then. Now we're almost done here again. Lastly, that was all the questions I had for you. Lastly, I'm just going to read off a quick compliance form. This is just a quick checklist so that I can make sure all the information we've discussed is accurate and correct. So I'll read off a few items, and if anything sounds wrong, you can interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
So we did, of course, confirm that you don't have representation from an attorney. You've never signed any documents or packets of information for anyone to help you with this lawsuit. You were diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo-Provera. You were taking the injection for at least 1 year. And I know you did mention, of course, that you also got at least four injections during a year, once every 3 months, of course. You were using the name brand called Depo-Provera, and you were receiving these injections after January 1st, 1992.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. In that case, I'm going to go ahead and start drafting up some retaining documents for you to sign digitally, which should only take about a minute of your time. Before I do that, though, I'm going to send them to myself so that way I can check your personal information and make sure I didn't make any mistakes or type something in wrong, make any spelling errors. You know the deal. I just want to make sure I do this right for your sake the first time. So give me just a second here. I'm going to pull this up on my end and I'm going to take a quick peek at
Okay.
your documents. Okay, I see you here. Crystal Jeanette Pearson. Okay. Your address is 821 Fieldstone Lane, and that's Monroe, Louisiana, 71203 for the zip code. Okay. Your birthday is July 11th of 1990, and your social is, let me zoom in on this, it's really small, I'm sorry. Your social is 4367970 97.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. In that case, Crystal, what I'll do is I'm going to click send on my end, and you should receive a text message momentarily. It should say my name, Ethan, and it should contain a link going to DocuSign.
Okay.
So just follow the link and open it up. It'll guide you through the process. It's going to ask you for your signatures and initials. Just pay attention because some fields will ask you for only signatures or only initials, I mean, I'm sorry. And then other fields will ask you for a full signature. So just make sure you pay attention to that. But other than that, it's pretty easy.
Okay.
And of course, I'll be here on the line as well the whole time. So if you need any help, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
And then while you're getting that taken care of, I'll also send you a text message from a 949 number, which is my personal office number. So that way you have my contact information. Therefore, if anything ever comes up in the future, or if you ever have questions or concerns later down the line, you're always welcome to call or text me anytime, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, of course. And then just let me know when you're finished signing so I can check it and make sure it gets processed correctly. And okay, while you're getting that taken care of, I'll also make sure I send you an email which will contain my company's card and my contact card as well.
Okay. All right, I'm completed everything.
Okay, perfect. Yes, I just received it on my end, just saw it pop up. I'll go ahead and check. Okay, I see your signature there. That looks good. A very nice signature, by the way, much nicer than mine.
It was kind of hard.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes it's a little bit tricky, like with the finger. Yeah, your initials, that looks good too. Alrighty, perfect. Everything looks good to me, Crystal. This should be good to go. So that's all I needed from you today. I'm very thankful for your time. I'm just going to let you know from here on out, you should be expecting a call from our attorney partners sometime within the next several days or maybe the next week or so. I would say most likely next week since we're coming up on the weekend pretty soon, but sometime within that time frame. Very important that you answer that call because they're just going to re-verify all your personal information and make sure they can get in contact with you. Then and only then will they actually be able to start working on your case. So just make sure you're looking out for another call, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. In any case, did you have any other questions or anything else you wanted help with?
No, I don't have any.
Alrighty, well, if that is the case, again, that's all I needed from you today, and I do wish you all the best in Crystal.
You too, thank you.
Of course, and happy holidays to you as well.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. I do appreciate it. You take
Goodbye.
care. Bye now.
You too. Bye.